Bez Mishnah Bez. Hiskachi li bekoy zeh shel yayin benimtzah shel dvash. Shel dvash benimtzah shel yayin. Somebody who says to an isha, be mitzkadesh to me with this cup of yayin, and she takes it, and later on she realizes that it's not yayin, it's dvash. Or vice versa. He tells her to be mitzkadesh to me with dvash, and she takes it, and later on she figures out that it's not dvash, it's yayin. Bediner zeh shel kesef benimtzah shel zav. He tells her to be mekudesh to me with this dinar of kesef, and she takes it, and later on she realizes it's gold. Or vice versa, he tells her to be mekudesh to me with gold, and it turns out that it's kesef. Amenash ani asher beninza ani, ani beninza asher, ina mekudesh. Or he tells her to be mekudesh to me, I'm an asher, I'm very wealthy, and it turns out that he's a pauper. Or vice versa, he says to be mekudesh to me, and he tells her that he is an ani, and it turned out that he's an usher. The Kedushin is not chal, since he tricked her to Mekach Toz, even though, in some of these cases, he tricked her for the good. He told her he was an ani, and it turned out he was an usher, or he told her he was being Mekadish her with a Dinar Shalkef, and it turned out Shalzav. Even so, it's not a Kedushin, because some people do not want to be married to an usher, or want Kesef for some reason, and they don't want the gold. So therefore, it's not a Kedushin. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mehita L'Shvach Mekudeshes. Rabbi Shimon said, if he tricked her for the good, then she is Mekudeshes. If he told her it was Kesef and it turned out Shalzav, or he told her that he was an Ani and turned out he was an Usher, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Kedushin would be Chal. Masechet Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Amenasha Ani Kohen, Benimsa Levi. Levi, Benimsa Kohen. Somebody who is Mekadesh and Isha, and he tells her B'Shas Kedushin that he is a Kohen. And it turns out that he is not a Kohen at all, he is a Levi. Or vice versa, he tells her B'Shas Kedushin that he is a Levi. And it turns out that he is not a Levi, he is a Kohen. Nasin v'nimsa mamzer, mamzer v'nimsa nasin. He tells her B'Shas Kedushin he is a Nasin, and it turns out that he is a mamzer. Or he tells her that he is a mamzer, and it turns out that he is not a mamzer. Instead, he is a Nasin. Ben ir v'nimsa ben krach. Ben krach v'nimsa ben ir. Or he tells her B'Shas Kedushin that he lives in a small town, and it turns out that he actually lives in a big city. Or vice versa, he tells her that he lives in a big city, and it turns out he lives in a small town. Amanath Shebesi Karov Lamerchatz Venimsa Rachoik. Rachoik Venimsa Karov. He tells her B'Shas Kedushin that his house is close to the bathhouse, and it turns out that he lives quite a distance from the bathhouse. Or vice versa, he tells her it's far from the bathhouse, and it turns out that it's quite close to the bathhouse. Amenashe Yeshli Bas Oshipcha Gadeles Ve'enlo. He tells her that he has a daughter or a Shipcha that's a Gadeles that knows how to weave hair. And it turns out that he was lying. He does not have a Bas or Shipcha Gadeles. O Amenashe Ainli Ve'yeshlo. Or he tells her that he does not have a Bas or a Shipcha Gadeles. And it turns out that he actually does. Amenashe Ainli Banim Vieshlo. O Amenashe Yeshli Bainlo. He tells her he doesn't have children, and it turns out that he does, or vice versa. He tells her that he has children, and it turns out that he does not. Ubekulam Afalpisha Umra Belibi Haya Lehiskarishlo Afalpikain Ena Mukudeshis. In all these cases, even if she says afterwards, in my heart, I had decided to marry him, in any case, even if any of the things that we mentioned over here are not true, even so, the Kedushin is not a Kedushin, since he spoke out B'Shas Kedushin, all these Tanam, and it turned out that he tricked her, even though she wanted the Kedushin. Anyway, the Kedushin is not Chal, and Eina Mekudeshet, V'chein Hi Shehit Tito. And the same would be true if she tricked him, and she told him certain things about herself, B'Shas Kedushin, and it turned out that it was not true, the Kedushin would not be Chal. Now, even though we saw in the previous Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon says that if he tricked her for the good, the Kedushin is Chal, over here Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue. Even if he tricked her for the good, for example, he told her he was a Levi and it turned out he was a Kohen, even so, the Kedushin is not a good Kedushin according to Rabbi Shimon. Because in the previous Mishnah, where he gave her something that was worth money, for example, he gave her Zahav and he told her it was Kesef, so certainly she would want Zav more than Kesef, according to Rabbi Shimon. But in this case, not every Isha wants an Ish that's Meyuchas, as somebody who is miyuchet might have gaiva and might be more difficult to live with. And in the other cases of the Mishnah, for example, he said that he lives in a small town, it turns out he lives in a big town, or vice versa. Each one has a positive and a negative. Or, for example, he tells her he has a bas or shivcha gadeles, and it turns out that he doesn't. It has a positive that he would have a bas or shivcha gadeles. Also, there's a negative to it. Maybe this shivcha gadeles goes from place to place to weave here, and maybe she says lashon hara about her. All the things in the Mishnah have a side to the negative and a side to the positive. So therefore, in this Mishnah, even according to Rabbi Shimon, whichever way he tricked her, the Kedushin is not chal.